44. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, February the 11th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we mentioned that at the beginning of every half hour podcast because you can listen on demand anytime you want. If you miss a show, you think you want to check out what we talked about today, but you weren't able to listen, you can always go to the show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, and listen on demand to the show anytime. Every half hour podcast is there in reverse chronological order. So, for example, the last half hour of today's show will be at the top. The first half hour will be at the bottom. There'll be six half hour podcasts for the 3 hour show. Every day, right there on the website. We also have the TuneIn app dedicated to the show. Capital T, capital I, one word. Download the free one. And then search for WYPV. We're your Patriot Voice. Going to drive to Lansing right now. We're going to pull up the governor's separate long-term funding solution proposal. Again, it was part of the four questions that Kyle Malin asked the political pundits. Why is she separating this out separate from the fiscal year budget 2026 that they now have to work on? Well, what she did was propose a $3 billion long-term road funding plan. It would allocate all gas taxes paid at the pump go directly to roads. She's also wanting to impose $1.6 billion in new unspecified taxes on large corporations. Did you hear what she just said? $1.6 billion on large corporations. You know, so they pay their fair share. How many times have we heard that big corporations need to pay their fair share? Well, she states that later here in the story. $500 million in cuts for government efficiencies. Yeah, right. I want to see where she can find $500 million to cut. And then a brand new $470 million tax on the wholesale of marijuana. Combination of new revenue and cuts is a middle ground that she said both legislative Republicans and Democrats will need to get on board with. Whitmer's MI Road Ahead plan is what she's calling this, allocates every penny drivers pay at the pumps to go directly to the roads. This will close a gap in funding that would put $1.2 billion directly to roads permanently and forever. However, her plan says that this change will hold school funding harmless, but the details about backfilling the school aid fund were not disclosed. Because right now, part of our fuel taxes fund into the school aid fund. Well, this basic concept is very similar to what House Speaker Matt Hall and other prior Republican speakers have supported. Folks, this goes all the way back to Jace Bulger when he was Speaker of the House under Rick Snyder. than every single speaker since then. Tom Leonard, Lee Chatfield, now Matt Hall. Well, Matt Hall came out with this last fall, right after the November 5th election, when he and the Republicans took back the majority. They hadn't got sworn in yet, but Matt Hall threw the idea back out there. Another $1.6 billion is going to be raised by making corporations, quote, pay their fair share to do business in Michigan, help rebuild our roadways proportionally to as to how their businesses cause wear and tear to our roads. Her reasons for the increased contributions from corporations such as Amazon, X, Facebook, TikTok, is that they all use Michigan roadways to deliver goods or services. The hauling of heavy weights and semi-trucks bombard Michiganders with nuisance pop-up advertisements that inconvenience consumers, translating to sales that are being delivered by these companies. Whitmer says it's time that they pay their fair share. Oh my God. For the how many times I have tried to educate the public, politicians, governors, corporations do not pay taxes. She's going to increase $1.6 billion on large corporations that they don't pay. You know who pays those taxes? We do. Why? Because a business is a business. A corporation is a business. It is an expense to the business. When they add up all their expenses, the cost, the raw materials, the manufacturing, labor, health insurance, vacation, 401k matching contributions, electric bill, internet bill, the heat bill, property taxes, mortgage on the building you're buying or rent that you're paying rent on, salaries for all the employees. All of this are business expenses. Taxes is an expense item on the expense side of a balance sheet. You add up all your expenses. Then you throw on your profit. 10%. Out of all the sales we want to do, I want a 10%, like Ian Murphy said, return on my investment for running this business. You then take those expenses plus profit and determine the final price of your product, good, and service. And who pays it? The consumer. We, the people, pay corporate taxes. Corporations do not pay taxes. This woman doesn't understand that. She further wants to put higher fees on large trucks, digital advertising, iGaming, that's where you can bet online, and the corporate income tax are all rumored possibilities as to where she's going to raise the $1.6 billion. But nothing was particularly laid out. Exactly. Because she doesn't understand it. Two possibilities floated behind the scenes will include a fee on Uber and other ride-sharing apps like Lyft. Also, at the state level, she wants to charge a fee for any products bought and delivered from Amazon and other product delivery services. Again, no specific tax increase has been formally proposed from the governor's office. Unbelievable. Well, Whitmer said $500 can be immediately added to the road funding pot by us cutting costs. Well, according to the Speaker, Matt Hall, he claims $1 billion was included in his first two proposed plans. But again, nothing in particular was mentioned as to where the governor would trim these costs. Finally, subjecting the marijuana industry to a wholesale tax that applies to other smoking products could add $470 million in revenue. The plan says the marijuana industry recorded billions of dollars in sales last year, 2024, and has benefited from Michigan's industry-friendly taxes. Neither toll roads or vehicle miles traveled tax were mentioned as part of this long-term raising revenue funding plan. However, the plan will come with $250 million for local bus services and new transit projects without stating where the funding will come for these. Well, in a statement, Speaker Hall pointed out that the increase in government spending since Whitmer has taken office and how funding for the roads hasn't been part of the increase. That's why our approach focuses on long neglected local roads. Did you hear that? Local roads. The roads that people drive from their driveway to get to highways, state trunk lines, and county roads. Finally, give us a clear plan to fix them, Speaker Hall said to the governor. Michigan families expect results. That's why our plan focuses on real solutions, including prioritizing funding roads over funding corporate earmarks, making the most out of our current budget instead of raising new taxes, and us fixing local roads first. Again, local roads. I reached out to Senator Kleinfeld. I left a message. She hasn't called me back. She's the one pushing the road usage charges to fix local roads. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. We're going to clean up, finalize this segment on this road funding plan. Mike Downstate, excavating company, give me a break. Whitmer is just like all the other liberals. Big corporations, it's just where it starts. Ultimately, small businesses like mine will also take it in the shorts, as the definition of big corporation will morph into any corporation. No corporation, big or small, should be subjected to the idiotic pay their fair share Ponzi scheme. This is total BS. I wish Doge could audit our state government just like they're doing at the federal government. Good comment, Mike. Brian up in Sheboygan. Republicans should have put all revenue from fuel taxes to go to the roads on the ballot long time ago. It would have passed by 80%, drawing conservatives to the voting booth. Now the Grinch will get the credit. Bob down in Hillsdale. So, she gives tons of taxpayer monies to companies to locate here. Then she turns around and puts a high tax on them. Pure Michigan, pure genius, not. Let's see. Pig Farmer John over in Onaway. Our idiot governor doesn't know that you can't tax your way to prosperity. No, but you can tax your way to fixing the damn roads. Oh, there's only one problem with that. When they find out that they got to pay higher corporate taxes, making their products less competitive in the marketplace because they pass those corporate taxes on to us, the consumers. We pay them in the cost of higher prices for goods, products, and services. They won't come here. So all this money laundering scheme that she's done, taking our taxpayer dollars, giving it to her Democrat liberal corporate friends so they can turn around and donate to Democrat election campaigns, they're not going to come here anyway. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. John Crawford, Randy, you're lending witless credibility due to her ignorance. Again, she knows exactly what she's doing and playing on our ignorance and winning hands down. The Dems are to the deal. I've been explaining how to properly read and P&L to my repair facilities in the automotive aftermarket for 50 plus years. Some understood profit margins, some refused and went out of business. exactly my point. Actually, if the business nets truly 3 to 4% after all the expenses, they're doing great. I said 10% is the goal. Ian Murphy said the same thing. 30% for your food, 30% for your labor, marketing, all of it. 30% pure labor only, just labor costs. You have all your three brackets, 30, 30, and 30. You shoot for 10. If you get half, if you get five, you're doing really good. Quick road fact, again from Mike. MDOT roads equals 9,800 miles, 8%. County roads, 90,200 miles. Represents 75%. City, local, village, township roads, 20,900 miles. That's the final 17%. All of Whitmer's efforts thus far has been focused on MDOT corridors. This impacts larger urban centers. You know, the big liberal cities, Detroit, Flint, Grand Rapids, that's where they're spending the money. And it's kind of interesting, if you add the last two, Mike, county and local roads, you're at 92%. That's why I say get rid of MDOT. Get rid of their budget. Get rid of the airplanes. Get rid of their equipment. Get rid of all the management they have. Again, nothing ticks me off more than go buy an MDOT project, see an MDOT truck with the arrow. To go around the guys that are down in the ground with shovels. One, maybe two guys below the surface with shovels digging. Five, six guys standing around watching them smoking cigarettes at the top of the hole. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Get rid of MDOT. Give the money to the county road commissions and let them fix any road that's in their county. That's how you fix this. But she wants to do it a long-term funding plan by making corporations pay their fair share. You are an absolute economic idiot. You don't understand the business. You don't understand the real business world. Stop proposing anything. And if the Republicans go along with this, you need to vote them out at the next election. Both the House of Representatives, state reps, and state senators will be on the ballot in 26. We'll be watching this vote, and we will tell you who to replace in the next election next year. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help.